Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
We got away. I say got away with it. At Luton, we all fought, John. At least we didn't lose. We weren't great there, but we managed to find that equaliser later on. And Liverpool fought in this game. They found the equaliser, but it wasn't to be. So just to clarify what exactly, I'm sure you've all have seen it by now. But Gerald Kwanza pounces on a loose ball. I think it goes in, takes the flex, and everyone thinks he's scored. There's a VAR check. It appears that the ref gives the goal, and then goes back to the screen, and he's disallowed of a handball against Alexis McAllister. There's a lot to unpack. It was about 20 minutes before the actual goal went in. I mean, I'm sure he had his Argentina kit on from the World Cup final. That's how far back it was in terms. It was mad. Like, it bounces up off him, it kind of deflects up of him, it's the upper arm. Liverpool play, they half clear it, they get ahead on it. VAR has been in the news a lot recently, and most of it's been for the wrong reasons. Everyone says to me about, like, you know, English referees, the standard English referees are bad. Well, I've watched a couple of European games this week where it's not been much better. The handball decisions in the Man United game the other day, both of them were just like, what is this? I don't know if it's a VAR thing, a officials thing. Is the handball rule just crap? Does anyone know what the handball rule is? I don't, whatever it is, I just can't figure out a logical reason why the laws can disallow a goal 15 seconds earlier for a ball bouncing off a lad's chest onto the top of his arm. It just all felt a bit wrong.
It did, and you've nailed it there. Like, you know, I'd have more truck with it if it sort of bounced and he hit it with his hand. It didn't. It went up his chest. He rolled it up his chest, and it doesn't even really go onto his arm. It just sort of hits his shoulder. You know what I mean? And he controls it. You know, it was just such a weird turn of events. And as you say with the ref, you know, they don't help themselves, do they? And I feel for him in a sense, because I think, you know, we were talking about Endo earlier. I think he'd let a lot go and sort of been like, I want to try and keep it, the game flowing. But it's not a good look, is it, when you give a goal and go to restart a game? And I think a lot of the players call him up on that as well at the end. He goes to restart a game and then he suddenly goes, oh, hang on a minute, and runs off again and goes, actually, no, I've changed my mind. It was weird, and, you know, all the stuff, you know, I'm grateful to whoever it is every time after this happens, because it's happening a lot lately. The person who finds the rule from the rule book for me and screenshots it and puts it on social media, so we all know exactly why it's wrong. But, you know, you think he's got or at least have a word in his ear, you know what I mean? Like, you know, someone, if they are on VAR watching that and going, oh, it's handball, someone's surely got to be checking that, or at least in his ear saying to him, listen, there might be something wrong here, and they've now scored. Just keep everyone calm for a minute. And you didn't really get a sense of that. It was just, it looked like a goal, and then all of a sudden it was like, hang on a minute, all right, well, they're checking it. And then it was like, actually, it was something that happened, as you say, 3 years ago, like, in the build-up.
It's also weird, Jay, like, we play the same sport, Liverpool play the same sport in Europe and in domestically, and the handball rule's different in both competitions. They're playing the exact same game, and yet the rule's different. In England, it probably isn't handball, but UEFA are more strict with it. Their guidance says, like, I've seen a lot of people say things about, like, where it bounces up and hits him and all this, the arm isn't away from the body. I think UEFA's horrendously strict laws, that might actually be an handball by the way they want it. But if that was in England, it probably wouldn't be given. They'd have said it was too long ago. They'd have said it bounced up off him. How can you be playing the same sport in two different competitions with two completely different handball rules? It's baffling. IFAB, who run footy officiating, they tell you the rules and they're the rules. How can you interpret the rules or enforce the rules differently for the exact same player in two different competitions? That's baffling to me.
It is baffling, and I don't get it myself. And I think there's a lot of influence wherever you're playing football. So, for example, when you look at a handball in England, it gets scrutinised by the media, social media, everything that then will play on the minds of the referees and stuff like that. So that's where I think that affect whatever country you're in it will affect the game, because there's like, oh, well, if I don't make that decision, but if I do make that decision, then that pressure is going to go. And we did just have an incident last week. Maybe I should let that go a little bit. That plays into the game. It certainly does. In Europe, you look back to the Champions League final when we got the handball decision for the penalty. You know, some people would say that wasn't handball. Some people say it was. Again, it makes no sense for IFAB. Where I stand on that from last night, I'm going to play a bit of devil's advocate here. I actually wasn't surprised.
And when I saw wasn't the replay, that angry. I do think it's probably an handball, because his arm's over here, it bounced. It's more, I don't know. It's like it is so far after the. It's so far.
It is. But if you think about it, Steve, if his arm isn't in that position when it's out, then. And it's down here and just hits him, then the play carries on, ignored. But because his arm's out in this unnatural position where he's in the middle of the park, there's no players around, it is a bit off. So I'm looking at that part. Directly from that, from when he controls it, the next pass is allowed to play the ball into the box, which then leads to...
A scramble.
Everything. Yeah. And it leads to the goal. So yeah, it can be 10 seconds or less. I think it was less than 10 seconds from the time it hit his hand or whatever. So for me, I'm looking at it going... I'm watching that and going, if he goes to VAR now, it's getting disallowed. Because if I was on the other receiving end of that, I'd be screaming, going, that's on ball, that's on ball, that's on ball, and rightly applauding the decision.
I suppose.
I would.
It's one of them. I know what
I'm not. I'm not angry with it. I just think the right decision. It was the right decision in the end.
I suppose the question becomes,
I'm
John,
can I pee?
No, listen, you're not the only person. It all comes from whether you think it's a deliberate handball or an accidental handball.
That's the difference. Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely not deliberate.
Well, accidental handball that leads to a team who's scoring a goal or having a goal scoring opportunity will no longer be considered an offence. So they've deemed that as that he means to handball that, and that is open to interpretation. I think if you think he means to handball it, then it's handball. But that's the debate, isn't it? They've given it for a deliberate handball, not an accidental handball, John. It's mad. There's three of us all sat here. Jay thinks it might be handball. Probably is. You probably think it's not. I'm not sure. I think it might be a new phase of play. Jay doesn't.
It's mad, isn't it?
We're all footy fans, and I watch Liverpool every week. I watch so much football. It's my job. I have to watch it. I watch as much as I can. And I still can't tell you what the handball rule is definitively. I couldn't sit there and go, that's handball. The ones in the Man United Copenhagen game, I don't think either of them are handballs. But then you go to the laws and you go, well, actually, it might actually be. But maybe it isn't, because you're determining intent, you're determining closeness to the opponent. There's so much to consider. It just feels like VARJ has got to a point where football rules weren't meant to be as scrutinised as VAR makes them. And that's offside. There's no such thing as level anymore. You can't, level's gone. So if level was in, it doesn't exist. You can't be level anymore, because the lines make it impossible. The VAR doing the slowing down and everything about it, it just feels like football's laws that were written so long ago haven't quite matched up, because no one knows what fucking handball is. And you look at a screen and you've got three lads here, you've all got three different opinions. You watch footy every week, and then you've got pundits going, yeah, that's handball. No, it's not. Ex-players. We're in a position now where no one knows what the flinging rule is.
No, they don't. And it's the system, I come back to it all the time with VAR. The system's fine. VAR works.
It does.
It's not that, as you say, it's the rules. And it's the first thing I thought last night when I seen it was, you see it from the angle we all saw it from, and you're probably the ref as well. No, it's not handball. And then you see it from the other angle they've got, where it's side on. Oh, actually. And it's like the thing what happened with it happened in the World Cup, and it happened last week as well, you know, with the ball going out of play.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you see it from one angle and you're like, nah, it's out. And then you see it, oh, actually. And the game, obviously, as you say, was never meant to be played that way, and these rules weren't, and it's highlighting that the fallacy of this, but it's meant to clear things up, isn't it? It's meant to be definitive, and that's where I think, at least with offside, you know, I'm opening a kind of worms because of this season, but where at least with offside, you can go, it's either it is or it isn't. Things like that are so open to interpretation, and it's like, you know, for me, part of the reason I don't think it's a handball is I think, well, you know, he's in the middle of turning. You know what I mean? So he's going to have his arm out for balance. Do you know what I mean? And like, if it hits his arm, you're saying, like, in terms of like deliberate handball and reading the rules, actually, is it? You know, like, if it hits his arm and they said, all right, if it touches your arm, it's handball, I'd be like, all right, fine. But that's not what the rule says. You know, it's like, there's such a grey area in it. And like, the more they try and add to it, just to make it clear, they keep adding layers of it, which is add layers of interpretation. And really, it should just be, look, if it does this, handball. If it doesn't,
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at UH1.com.
Oh,
it's mad. That is mad that the two referees could see the rule, right, and they can interpret it different. There's probably a problem with the rule there. I don't know. I think sometimes, right, I think that the Premier League have actually made it, it might be the way around where this is handball everywhere else and not in the Premier League. I don't know. But for someone who's used to watching Liverpool in the Premier League every week, it's hard to get your head around. Listen, I will say this, to lose deserves to win, and Liverpool would have got away with one after that goal going in. But it could have been a great moment for Kwanzaa. It could have been another one of those things where we just said before about mentality. Fucking hell, they never give up. The mentality thing, they don't give up. They try to the end, which is what the best Liverpool teams under Klopp have done. And to be fair, this shouldn't really change that because we saw that they did. But it's hard to swallow when a referee points at the ground and you think you've scored and then he hasn't. So this season we've been given a goal and either taken off us. And we've had an official who's given us a goal, but the other official never knew we'd been given a goal, so we didn't get the goal.
Yeah,
it's all a bit it's not great from a spectator point of view to know what the fuck's going on, because the Diaz thing and then this one, that it's when you've got one guy pointing at the floor and saying goal, and then his mate actually goes no, come back again. If that doesn't give you confidence in the officials.
Not at all, mate. Take me back to the 90s when football was a bit easier.
Well, I was saying this the other day, right?
I know we were shit, but Jesus Christ, I wasn't.
I think at some point we've got to accept either if VAR's here, it's got to get better. Was when we were moaning about decisions in the past, and we were like, they need help. Were we wrong as the shark? Are we, you know, we jumped the shark here or whatever it is? Because I watched that game against Bournemouth the other day, and we knew knowing there was no VAR, you just knew the goal wasn't going to be the Slava. You could just celebrate because you knew straight away, and that might be a good thing. Mm. Now, if one would have went against us in that game, and you were like, for fuck's sake, that's offside, and we haven't got VAR, that's where it gets a bit complicated. But I don't know. It's like
we've slowed down celebrating now. Even at home, we're like, oh, it's a goal. Yeah, I'll wait a minute. Get in.
Yeah,
you know what I mean,
it's just the delay's gone,
sucking it out a bit. But
for me, what are you on VAR, Jay? I'll go man, and I'll give you guys your chance to say as well. I think VAR should stay. I think it needs to be definitely use the get rid of the offside thing and use the automated ones because that just works. It's quicker for a start. And if you can't decide within 30 seconds if it's an error, have a timer on it. And if you have, then it wasn't an error. It can't be the clear and obvious thing that they keep telling us.
Yeah.
In cricket, they have umpire's call, where if it was close, you stick with the fella who made the decision on the field. At this moment in time, it takes two, three, four, 5 minutes. We saw that Newcastle against Arsenal the other day, 6 minutes or something to decide this, and this. Therefore, if it takes that long, it wasn't an obvious error, just go with it. But it does feel like it's sucking the fun out of it a little bit now. Like, I don't think any Toulouse fan would have moaned too much if that goal had gone in. He might have been bored. It was ages ago. It's doubty. The ref didn't see it. We move on with it.
Yeah.
If he'd have punched it in like fucking Diego Maradona, then fair enough. But I don't know. It just feels like we're at a point with it now where it has impacted people's enjoyment of the sport. I don't think that can be disputed now.
No, I agree. I agree with you, mate. VAR's here to stay, and I agree with it because there's been plenty of times in the world where we've been unfairly you know, we haven't got the right decision without VAR.
But an absolute stinker, that's the difference. Sterling offside at Man City when he's miles onside. Yeah. They're the stinkers that they can just go, yep, sound done. Obvious ones.
Yeah.
I think at the point now where you're drawing this and you're micing and you're zooming in on that, is that ball in or out? I think it is. It is taking something away.
Yeah, it is. And with the Arsenal thing as well, the ball was out of play. Come on. And then even with our goal against City, you know, with the 11mm thing again, it's here to stay. We John's nailed it before. It's not the technology, it's the people running it. And when you've got three people interpreting different things, well, I think this and I think that, and there's bias when it comes into it, there just needs to be clear rules. Now, all these incidences have to happen in the first 10 years of us having VAR for the next 10 years to be a lot more cleaner and a lot more easier. So it's like, well, do you remember when that happened against Arsenal Newcastle when the ball went out? Right, well, that's the decision we now make. If it looks like that from that angle, forget perspective and Gary Neville with his camera above it and the, you know, the arse end of the ball is over the line, this, that, the other. No, the ball's out, it's done. You know what I mean? All these incidents with VAR have to happen in the first few years for us to realise and go, well, that's how you learn. And that's how we're doing everything. You know, when we're doing Redmen shows, certain things have to go wrong for you to go, right, well, we've learnt from that now, we don't do that. You know, the things that we do on Red Men are...
Mate, there's certain guests who haven't come back.
And there you go, see
let's,
what I mean?
Let's put it that way.
That's what I'm saying. So I think in 10 years' time, we'll be having another conversation going, do you remember how fucking shit VAR was at the beginning? But they've got it absolutely spot on now. Hawkeye wasn't the best in tennis when it first started, but it's fucking brilliant now.
Yeah, I hope so.
Same with Super League. Super League, they get it right all the time. Yes, it's a little bit longer because you've got to look at ground and there's like 50 different pairs of legs underneath the ball, but they get it right.
Yeah, hopefully, fingers crossed they can. But it's worth mentioning, John, like we have gone through it all and they would have been lucky. But if you were looking at that game, if it was a boxing match, the right team got the decision. It felt like, you know what I mean, like lose, they were better than Liverpool on the night and the right team won.
Congratulations. Yeah, they deserved it, and you know, fair play to them. I mean, they were good when they come to Anfield.
Very good.
Even though obviously we ended up putting five past them, yeah. But they definitely deserved it, and they were honest. You know, it wasn't as if like it was three fluky goals. They worked hard and they had a plan and they stuck to it. So, you know, you don't want to take anything away from them. I think they more than deserved the win, but it's just, you know, it's the cleats becoming the tagline of the season, and Sky need to get it on. I think at some point that, you know, we're sat here talking about refereeing again. it's just the thing, isn't it? I just, you know, we were saying a couple of years ago when this all first happened, VAR, you know, I was like, it should just be a 10-second thing. If you can't, well, exactly what you've just said, if you can't do it within a set time frame, you just move on and forget it. And if they can't get the footage together, it doesn't matter, you move on. I think the other thing for me that's really annoyed me with it, but particularly with this game as well, is this whole thing about re-reffing, which I can't remember what it was, but someone on commentary picked it up. But it's like, let the guy on the pitch run the game. Like, you can call him over and go, blah, 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 and he can go, right. But if he's give it and just gone, you know, like, nah, it's standing. But like, let him have that power, because I feel as if they're going to the screen and, you know, to the thing of, he's going to the screen, oh, I've made a mistake, great, I've got to be seen to be going what they've said. No, like, if I've the tenacity, I'd prefer him, as you say, to come out at the end and say, actually, I went with it because I didn't think it was that bad, and, you know, in real time it didn't look that bad, and I've seen it back and I still think it was a marginal call. But you don't get enough of that, and I think, you know, there's a lot of talk about referees explaining decisions. I think we should also have a thing about, like, we need to empower them to be on the pitch to be able to say, actually, no, I'm sticking with my decision, and we don't need 5 minutes of you checking it. I know what I saw and I'm doing that.
Be interesting to see the stats of that, how many times the ref's gone to the screen and stuck with his original thing.
I remember once I go away at Fulham when the VAR sent, I think it was Andre Maddon, over to check an handball against Fabinho, and he stuck with his, it was like, no, it's not handball, give the corner. That's the only time, I off the top of my head, I can think of happening in Liverpool.
Bollocks,
I might be wrong.
Bollocks.
Yeah, I don't know where we're at with it.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.